The gift of sex is from God. Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes as Solomon pursues pleasure. Sex was one of his pursuits. So the gift of sex is from God, isn't it? God invented sex and ordained it to be enjoyed between a man and a woman committed to each other for life. God beautifully describes sex as a man and a woman becoming one in body and soul. Sex was never meant to be a physical hookup. God intended sex to be an experience of the whole person coming together in a loving and intimate union. Well, then came Genesis 3, and life under the sun and the fallen world took this great and powerful gift of God and turned sex into a perverted pleasure and power. Solomon is history's leader in abusing this great gift from God. Ecclesiastes 2, the end of verse 8, Solomon says, I got singers, both men and women, and many concubines, the delight of the sons of men. Remember, he's talking about life under the sun. In Solomon's attempt to find meaning apart from God, he decided to pursue unbridled sexual experiences. His statement in today's passage that he took many concubines hardly tells the story. It's an understatement. The fact is that Solomon loved many foreign women from countries that God had commanded, you shall not enter into marriage with them, for surely they will turn your heart after other gods. 1 Kings 11, verse 2. But Solomon walked away from God's instruction. This wise man allowed his desire for pleasure to trump what he knew to be right. 700 wives and 300 concubines later, Solomon's blatant disobedience turned his heart away from God because his heart was not wholly true to the Lord his God. 1 Kings 11:4. Unfortunately, Solomon was not the last person to fall into the sensual pit of sexual pleasure. How many men and women have allowed their hearts to turn from God and turn toward another person or persons for fleeting satisfaction? When it's all said and done, the forbidden partner is, Proverbs 5:4 says, is as bitter as wormwood, sharp as a double-edged sword. At the end of your life, you groan, the proverb says, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and you say, I hated discipline, and my heart despised reproof. Proverbs 5:12. In his book of Proverbs, Solomon provides what might be seen as a personal confession purposed for instructing his sons. After warning about sex outside of marriage, Solomon writes this. We'll close here and then pray. Proverbs 5:18 through 23, let your fountain be blessed and rejoice in the wife of your youth, a lovely deer, a graceful doe. Let her breast fill you at all times with delight. Be intoxicated always in her love. Why should you be intoxicated, my son, with a forbidden woman and embrace the bosom of an adulteress? For man's ways are before the eyes of the Lord, and he ponders all his paths. The iniquities of the wicked ensnare him, and he is held fast in the cords of his sin. He dies for lack of discipline, and because of his great folly he is led astray. Father, let us heed the warnings, and let us watch our ways. Sexual pleasure is tempting. Life under the sun promotes values and images and invitations to pull our hearts from you. Keep us from perversion. Keep us pure before you. Remind us that our ways are always before your eyes. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.